109 organizations slam GHF. Call for Gaza ceasefire, fail to mention hostages. By Joel B. Polak on July 23, 2025. A joint statement by 109 international aid organizations released Tuesday called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, warning of starvation, but failed to mention the remaining Israeli hostages in Hamas captivity. The statement attacks the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, the U.S., and Israeli-backed aid group that has delivered more than 85 million meals to Palestinians in Gaza since launching in May. Both Hamas and the United Nations oppose GHF's continued operation, because GHF's success means that Hamas no longer controls the flow of aid, and the United Nations no longer has a monopoly on the provision of aid in Gaza. GHF provides aid directly to Palestinians at designated safe sites, and protects its trucks with private security contractors, traveling along approved routes that are protected by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. Critics say that GHF requires Palestinians to walk long distances to the aid sites, and that it is not neutral, though the statement by the 109 groups confirms that they have taken a side in the conflict against Israel. In the statement, the organizations claim that Israel is deliberately starving Gazans. It also claims that other aid groups are capable of delivering aid, but are prevented by Israel from doing so. GHF told Breitbart News exclusively on Tuesday that United Nations aid trucks are allowed into Gaza, but they are sitting idle because they lack the security to reach their destinations without being looted by Hamas and other armed groups. The statement also repeats the false accusation that the Israeli government controls GHF, and refers to false reports that Israel is killing Palestinians at aid sites. There have been no attacks within GHF aid sites. It blames Israeli government policies, not Hamas, for the inability of other groups to distribute aid in Gaza. Exactly 2 months since the Israeli government-controlled SIC scheme, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, began operating, 109 organizations are sounding the alarm, urging governments to act, open all land crossings, restore the full flow of food, clean water, medical supplies, shelter items, and fuel through a principled, UN-led mechanism, end the siege, and agree to a ceasefire now. Massacres at food distribution sites in Gaza are occurring near daily. As of July 13, the UN confirmed 875 Palestinians were killed while seeking food, 201 on aid routes and the rest at distribution points. Thousands more have been injured. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have forcibly displaced nearly 2 million exhausted Palestinians with the most recent mass displacement order issued on July 20, confining Palestinians to less than 12% of Gaza. WFP warns that current conditions make operations untenable. The starvation of civilians as a method of warfare is a war crime. Just outside Gaza, in warehouses, and even within Gaza itself, tons of food, clean water, medical supplies, shelter items and fuel sit untouched with humanitarian organizations blocked from accessing or delivering them. The government of Israel's restrictions, delays, and fragmentation under its total siege have created chaos, starvation, and death. An aid worker providing psychosocial support spoke of the devastating impact on children. Children tell their parents they want to go to heaven, because at least heaven has food. Governments must stop waiting for permission to act. We cannot continue to hope that current arrangements will work. It is time to take decisive action, demand an immediate and permanent ceasefire, lift all bureaucratic and administrative restrictions, open all land crossings, ensure access to everyone in all of Gaza, reject military-controlled distribution models, restore a principled, UN-led humanitarian response and continue to fund principled and impartial humanitarian organizations. States must pursue concrete measures to end the siege, such as halting the transfer of weapons and ammunition. The statement does not mention the Israeli hostages once. 50 are still in Gaza, with 20 thought to be alive, and they are reportedly prevented by Hamas from receiving aid from international organizations. On Tuesday, Reverend Johnny Moore, the executive chairman of GHF, reiterated his call for international aid agencies to work with GHF rather than opposing it, sending a letter to the United Nations to that effect. Update: Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer commented, during a briefing with international journalists, saying that the aid organizations were sounding false warning, and that where there was hunger in Gaza, it had been orchestrated by Hamas. This is simply playing into Hamas's hands, he said, noting that the aid organization's statement had come as Hamas is attempting to apply pressure to Israel during ongoing negotiations toward a ceasefire. He later added, if the international media and the international community put as much pressure on Hamas to release our hostages as it has done over the last few days on this false claim of famine in Gaza, then our hostages would have been home a long time ago. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.